we went to Europe together on a backpacking trip. And we were in Barcelona, and we were riding a bus. And when we got off of the bus, I had taken my little money belt thing off because it was like bugging me, and I had put it into my bag. That was a big mistake, I think. And so I realized, oh my gosh, it must have fallen out of my bag. I was freaking out because my passport is in there, my credit card, you know, all my cash, etc. It's kind of a strange, funny little story in a way, but I was 19, I think, and I was dating. We went to Europe together on a backpacking trip, and we were in Barcelona, and we were riding a bus. And when we got off of the bus, I had taken my little money belt thing off because it was like bugging me, and I had put it into my bag, and the bag didn't close at the top, so that was a big mistake, I think. And so I realized, oh my gosh, it must have fallen out of my bag on the bus and like slid through the bus or something. I was freaking out because my passport is in there, my credit card, you know, all my cash, etc. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that. You know, that's so, And the bus was gone, and it was just like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I guess we should go immediately to the U.S. Embassy because it's going to take a while for them to replace my passport. Like, I don't know, I have to get this figured out. The guy I was with, he was like, all right, let's call. He's like, my uncle has these friends. We call his uncle's friends, and they're like, okay, listen, the embassy is closed today. I guess it was a Saturday. They're like, the embassy is closed today. It won't be open until Monday. So there's literally nothing that you can do today. You should just have fun and then just deal with it on Monday. It'll be fine. And so they gave us this advice, and we're like, all right, whatever. And so we do this, just that. We take a ferry to the island of Mallorca and explore and come back to Barcelona. And it's like a great time. We went back to Barcelona on Monday and figure out how to get to the embassy, take the subway there. We show up to the embassy, and I'm like, this is about to be a horrible bureaucratic process that I'm about to go through, you know. Go up to the window, and the woman looks at me and says, are you Tiffany? And I was like, yes. And she says, oh, well, someone just came by about 40 minutes ago and brought something here for you. And she like produces my whole like money belt. Every single thing is in there. And there's this little note that says, you know, I found this. Safe travels back to California. Here's my number. And so I like freak out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this person returned everything and came all the way to the embassy to bring it for me. Like, this is like a miracle. Oh my gosh, I don't have to deal with all of this horrible stuff that I thought I was going to have to deal with. And I go to call the phone number. I go to the payphone that's in the embassy, and I immediately call the phone number and I say, hello, oh my gosh, this is Tiffany. You found, you know, my passport and my money. Thank you so much. And the person says, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, wait, you don't, you know? And they were like, no, I don't. And we just kind of had this strange conversation, and I just hung up, and I just sort of walked away from that situation. Like, was that like angel? Like, what happened? I mean, just everything about it is just a little bit too much. The exact timing, the person had brought in the thing I was missing, that was a big thing, like 30 minutes before I arrived at the embassy. If I had arrived any earlier, I would never have known. They didn't have my contact information. I would never have known that all my stuff was returned. When I call the number, the person says that they don't know the person I'm talking about. They don't know what I'm referring to. And so, I mean, I just felt incredibly grateful, incredibly relieved, and also just a bit blown away by history and synchronicity of that. Like, it felt very miraculous. It's sort of small, but it was one of those experiences where all the strange little synchronicities added up in such a way that I found myself really wondering about how things happen sometimes.
That's a wrap on episode 47 of Bite-Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds us, if only we open our eyes to it. And whether you choose to listen to our bite-sized offerings for that 5 to 10 minutes of freedom in your day, or the longer interviews, we're grateful you're here. We're also grateful to those who have taken the time to leave a rating and a review wherever you find your podcasts, whether it's Apple, Stitcher, or Amazon Music. Those ratings and reviews help others find us. Thanks to all of those who've taken the time to do so. I need to thank my guest today, Reverend Tiffany Curtis, for sharing her story with me, as well as the creators of the music used: Chilled Music, Lilo Sound, Alexander Nakarada, Music L Files, Taiga Sound Production, and Raphael Crux. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to changemakers, music, art, and books I think will lift and inspire you. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Reverend Tiffany. No matter the ups and downs that happen in your life, step back, be still, and have faith in both the people and the process.